David McEwen is a professor of political science at Sonoma State University and UC Davis, and has been looking at a couple of measures that were passed in the state legislature last week to address the question of campaign finance in California. David, let's take a look at what they are and what they do.
We have two bills. The Assembly approved Senate Bill 27. That's a bill that really came about based upon what happened in the 2012 initiative campaigns, where large anonymous donations were funneled into California, about $15 million, via several different national groups. That's become known as the dark money phenomenon, and SB 27 was designed to increase the campaign finance reporting requirements to prevent more dark money.
And part of that, as I understand it, is publicly identifying who the sources of that money would be.
That's right. So, for example, if folks are giving money with the understanding that it will go to a political campaign, particularly an initiative, the idea is to revisit the principle of transparency and disclosure. The Political Reform Act passed 40 years ago, Proposition 9, basically set forth the principles of transparency and disclosure, and we've slowly walked away from those principles. And obviously, the Citizens United case has had a huge impact in how money is moved. And so what SB 27 tries to do is roll that back and revisit these ideas of transparency and disclosure for any money that's given for political purposes.
There was also a second bill that gave some additional teeth to the Fair Political Practices Commission.
That's AB 800. And AB 800 is designed to increase the ability of the FPPC to have enforcement and also the ability to audit campaign funds prior to the election itself. And that's actually a pretty big change. And both of these taken together illustrate how campaign finance has become a really important issue in the wake of Citizens United and as we move forward into the 2014 and 2016 election cycles.
Both these recent measures were passed on strict party line votes with a lot of Republican opposition. Why should this be a partisan issue?
It's a partisan issue for the Republicans in the sense that they're interested in anonymity. If you go back and look at what happened with dark money, with the battle against Proposition 30, that was Governor Brown's successful tax initiative in 2012, Republicans, led by the Koch brothers and several other conservative political nonprofit entities, some of which were political nonprofit corporations, funneled money across the country to prevent that tax increase. So Republicans have been very much in the front in California in the legislature in pushing anonymity of donorship and being in the minority, Democrats having a supermajority in both chambers. No surprise that there's a party line vote with little to no debate on both these bills.
Any further changes in the pipeline?
There could be a number of changes in the pipeline if the governor decides not to sign one of these bills. If not, there will be ballot measures. Both bills are backfilled or have the gun behind the door of ballot measure fights. And obviously, Republicans might be interested in visiting this as they seek to turn out their voters, both in this cycle and the next election cycle. So it's something to pay attention to moving forward.
Dave McEwen, thanks very much for talking with us today on The Exchange.
Thank you very much for having me.